Drage poslušalke in dragi poslušalci, poslušate Slovensko oddajo na radio SBS širom Avstralije po svetu in prav upam, da uživate v poslušanju na ta dan, petek 12. maja 2017. Na telefonski liniji imam znano članico slovenske skupnosti v Melbourneu in tudi drugod po Avstraliji. Je tudi avtorica, bom kar rekel, masovne, velike knjige antologije avstralskih slovenskih glasbenikov in s ponosom lahko tudi povem, da je tudi moja dobra osebna prijateljica in to je Katarina Vrisk. Po dolgem času se bo nam spet oglasila, da več izvemo o tem projektu. Seveda knjiga je bila lani izdana in to februarja meseca, ko je bila predstavitev v Melbourneu in tudi v drugih mestih Avstralije. Več o tem nam bo sama povedala in jo lepo pozdravljam na današnji slovenski oddaji Radija SBS. Dobar dan, Katarina.
Dobar dan, Lenti, in sem poslušalcem. Thank you for the invitation.
Katarina, it's been a while since we last chatted. Of course, we had a lot to say about the book when it was being written. It was a massive project lasting nearly a decade, I'll say. The book's out there. It's absolutely fabulous, if I say so myself.
Thanks, Lenti, for that lovely introduction. Wow. Yeah, look, we had the book launch in Melbourne. That was in February. And then in March, I did a book launch in Sydney at Triglav Club. And we had a fantastic afternoon there with the Kutzler Accordion from the Brezhnik family. And also Stefan Schenek and his band Alpine Echoes. We also went to Adelaide. I met wonderful people there as well, and we combined both the Slovenian Independence Day with my book presentation. From there, I approached some bookstores in Slovenia because some of my books were shipped there. And so now you can purchase books in Azil Bookstore, which is a bookstore affiliated with the research centre, SAZL, and also Mladinska Kniga. Both those shops are in Ljubljana. Since then, I've approached local libraries in regions where musicians were born. That's in the process of being done at the moment. Apart from that, also books were deposited in the State Library in Victoria and also in the National Library in Canberra. Recently, one of the books also ended up in the city of Port Phillip here in Melbourne in their library, and that copy can be borrowed by the interlibrary system. So there's been a lot happening on that front. So I do have books in Slovenia. If anyone's listening who would like to either, who is in Slovenia, who would like a copy of the book, please go into those bookstores, Azil, Mladinska Kniga, and you can purchase from there or by contacting me directly. Also, people have ordered books from here and for people over in Slovenia, and that's possible as well. We can do delivery. And I know one of those was Valentin Zupan, the accordion maker. And what was his feedback, Lenti?
Quite emotional. He was brought to tears.
Well, that's not an unusual reaction. He probably didn't realise, you know, his instrument had travelled so far and that there was such a large community in the Slovenian bands and so on. You know, his instruments heard here and so on. And that was a big part of the reason why I actually put this together. I don't think anyone could think that perhaps this was a money-making venture for me. If anything, it was the opposite. So, look, I'm...
So how did you end up getting that four-story mansion then?
Well, you know, no, I wish, Lenti.
Okay.
No, I don't wish.
All right.
I don't want a four-story mansion.
That was a little bit of my intense sarcasm seeping in there.
I know, yes. But no, look, I still am paying for the printing of it, you know, and so on. But you look, you know, the main thing is the story's got down. And also, Lenti, that was surprising, you know, to many government people over there, exactly what the cultural history was over in Australia, I think a lot of the focus has been America and Argentina. However, you know, we have a rich history here, and the fact that such a thick book with so many stories and so on could be produced from all the content and all the goings on that happened here was really surprising to many people over there, very pleasantly surprising. So I wouldn't be surprised if in the future some research person comes out to, you know, do a PhD research project on, you know, the cultural history, either choirs or bands, you know, perhaps solo artists and so on. We have for 60 years such a rich history here. And, you know, I was just very pleased to present it. We do even have a few people overseas, such as Lydia Lapuch, or now Baloch, Victor Lampier, John Krishman, who live in Slovenia now, and they also have copies of the book. So, yeah, it's gone far and wide, and that's not even counting the books that have been released into the Australian community. You know, there have been many people who have come to me very interested in knowing about these stories because, you know, they are biographies and, you know, something about the community and so on who, you know, people are interested in that outside of our community, and that's why I was gearing the book towards a wider public. So not everything in there is just in Slovenian. It's been translated. Some people don't like that, but, you know, my outlook was to be of a wider audience rather than just Slovenians, either in Australia or wherever they are around the world, because these stories are of interest to everybody.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
Pogovarjam se z Katarino Vrisk, ki je znana aktivna članica slovenske skupnosti u Melbourneu i tudi autorica antologije slovenskih australskih glazbenikov. Katarina, really, it's amazing. Slovenian community, if you compare us to other communities in Australia, small in numbers, but to have this much musical history, it's really, I don't know, if I'm imagining that it's unprecedented if we compare the Slovenian community to other ethnic groups?
Well, look, can I give you just an example, okay? My accountant is Vietnamese, and I found out too that he is conductor of a choir, a church choir, and also that he used to play drums in a band for Vietnamese community. And he said to me, this is just outstanding. In his community, he said there are about 250,000 Vietnamese Australians. There have only been 10 bands in that whole community everywhere. Plus, they never get together. Like, you know, we had the youth concerts where Sydney, Adelaide, Wollongong, Canberra, Queensland, we all came together. And he said it was just astounding how we had such a wonderful culture and how much of it as well for such a small community.
And Slovenians and Slovenian musicians who performed for other groups, for example, the Germans, the Austrians, the Dutch, the Swiss, other groups in
Ukrainians, Polish, Italians.
We can go on, you know, the list
Istrians.
Goes on. List goes on, and in a lot of these groups, you didn't see so many of their own musicians performing. They were relying on the local Slovenian musicians here.
That's right.
And still do.
Right. And, yeah, and that was brought home to me by that discussion with my accountant, you know. So, look, we could be ponosni in that, you know. It's definitely an amazing thing that we have, you know, this musical heritage running through our veins. So many of us were involved and are still involved in musical things.
Katarina, you really must be so proud of this massive achievement. Yes, it probably nearly gave you a nervous breakdown or three over the years you were producing the book and writing these stories. But it's out there now and out there for all to see, read and enjoy these stories of a history that people didn't know about in many cases.
Well, you know what, Lenti? It makes me proud that there were people, even, you know, children of musicians in the book who came to me, often with tears in their eyes, just saying, we never knew that about our dad. We never knew that, you know, that happened and so on. I didn't even know my dad's story, really, until I sat him down and said, oh, Dad, I've never asked you, you know. How did you start in music? And, you know, that started the ball rolling for many conversations about various bands and his own journey and so on. That's a very exciting thing, you know. I feel very proud to do that. And the fact that it's come to the attention of people over in Slovenia as well, I'm just very happy for everybody. I didn't do it for any prestige for myself. I'm not one that easily takes to the stage, but I just felt so strongly and passionate about getting these stories down, particularly before, you know, that first generation all passed. Some had already, some have passed since I have written a book, such as Frank Hartman, Božidar Kos, Ivan Benz is another one. It's been important to get those stories down firsthand, and I'm proud that I did that. I think too of my own situation, and I'm just proud to say that my son also is very involved in music at high school in two bands and playing the trombone and so on, you know. So.
And why isn't he playing the accordion?
He might do that, Lenti, and I might even do that when I retire. I've got a new appreciation for the button accordion, and especially after doing the Kutzler family story, was just astounding. And Lenti, look, you know, if I can just mention too that the book's still available. I do have copies still, and, you know, whether you want one for Slovenia or somebody listening is in Slovenia or, you know, here, perhaps not even Slovenian listening, they might wish to have a copy of my book. If I can I leave my details?
Of course you can.
Yeah. Probably a lot of people are on email, so it's just Katarina Risk, V-R-I-S-K, at gmail.com. Or if you're within Australia, phone number is 03-9504-2204.
And let's not forget that a actual clip of the first official book launch in Melbourne in February last year can also be viewed online on YouTube. It was recorded by a well-known Slovenian in Adelaide, who's also the honorary consul in South Australia, Mr. Adrian Vatovec. It's an excellent recording, and it's a clip of the whole book launch, which was held at the Slovenian Religious and Cultural Centre in Kew. Katarina, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank you for speaking with us today regarding the anthology of Slovenian Australian musicians. We congratulate you once again for this massive task, firstly writing, producing the book, and of course getting it out there. So this very special side of our Slovenian culture in Australia is there for the world to see. Thank you. Hvala lepa in sislišimo.
Thank you very much, Lenti. I really appreciate the opportunity, and I'd love to help anybody who would like to know about these stories and receive a copy of the book. Thank you.